You are going to have financial miracles in your life. You are going to have money deposited to you, checks coming to you, income coming to you that you were not completely planning to receive. You are going to receive all manner of deliciousness. I can't wait to see what your life is going to look like after this 40-day process is over. If you are engaging in this 40-day process intentionally and with heart, with soul, you're feeling it, you're walking around during the day with the principle, you're embodying the principle for the day. This is day 9. Congratulations to you. You have done it. The recordings will be available to you on the blog at valerielove.com. Click on blog, and there you're going to see all 40 days. That means these 40 days are recorded for you forever. And that means that at any time, you can go back and you can take yourself through the 40-day process again. I've taken myself through this 40-day process many times. Let's breathe. Remember to invite all your broke friends. Stop listening to people when they say they don't have money. Stop it. Stop listening to yourself when you say you don't have money. Deep breath. Deep breath. Now take this deep breath and align with the sun for your solar energies, awakening your solar energies. Now take this deep breath and align with the moon, awaken your lunar energies. And take this deep breath and align with the stars, awakening your star energy. And awaken your galactic energies by now aligning with the galaxy. Deep breath. Galaxy alignment. See, these are all aligned. We're the only ones out of order because we have a mind that can go in any direction. Nothing else in nature has this that we know of yet, other than the beings that may be on other interplanetary, interstellar beings. Align with the stellar energies, now align with the solar, lunar, stellar, and galactic energies. Now take a deep breath and align with cosmic energies. Deep breath. And align with the cosmos. And this deep breath and now align with source, the infinite field. Principle number 9. One of my favorite. This one saved my life when I was in a deep, dark hole. Here we go. When I am aware of the God self within me, as my total fulfillment, I am totally fulfilled. I am now aware of this truth. I have found the secret of life, and I relax in the knowledge that the activity of divine abundance is eternally operating in my life. I simply have to be aware of the flow, the radiation of that creative energy, which is continuously, easily, and effortlessly pouring forth from my divine consciousness. I am now aware. I am now in the flow. Breathing. And I have a request. I'm wondering if Jocelyn, Zaire, and Arlene are in a position to speak. Can you all speak? I'm going to invite you to stage. If you can't, it's okay, because it's a surprise. I didn't know you weren't anticipating me asking that. That's what I mean by a surprise. Are you all able to come to stage? Let me know. I'm going to invite Jocelyn. I'm going to invite Arlene Cahat. Yay! Josh Lee can come! Yay! And Zaire. Are you able to come, Zaire? Yay, Arlene! Yay! How you loving? How you loving? Yes. I can hear you. Oh my goodness, yes. Here's why I invited y'all to stage this morning. I'm wondering if we can say it together for the audience, because all of y'all are so amazing and y'all are doing the work and have been doing the work for many years. And you have powerful voice and powerful resonance. And it'll help everyone on the recording too. Harmony, can you speak? We're doing something different today. Lovely. Oh, they'll love it on the recording. Okay, are you ready? Does everybody have their book? If you don't have your book, you can just repeat after me, or we can say it together if you have your book. Everybody have your book, or call and response is better? Which is better?
Call and response.
You thought the same thing.
Okay, I found the ultimate manifestation just laying in my book.
Oh my God, the ultimate manifestation.
Yes, and I was like, I'm
going
to tell Ray we should do this call and response just like we used to do with the ultimate manifestation.
Oh my goodness.
And you're like, hey, let's do this call and response. I'm like, that is so weird to me.
Harmony, it happens all the time. It's called synchronicity. It happens all the time. You always do that. I love it.
Literally yesterday I went to my house to get stuff to put on OfferUp, and the open manifestation fell out of the weirdest place ever. It was so it fell out of a tissue paper. I went through, you know, I have that beautiful wrapping area.
Yes.
I grabbed a whole huge pile of tissue paper, and the open manifestation flew out of the tissue paper like magic.
Oh.
And then you said that this morning. Okay, continue. I'm just really
excited. I love it. All right, call and response. Number 9, when I am aware of the God self within me,
of the God self within me,
as my total fulfillment,
I am totally fulfilled.
I am now aware of this truth. I have found the secret of life. And I relax in the knowledge. That the activity of divine abundance is eternally operating in my life. I simply have to be aware of the flow. The radiation of that creative energy, which is continuously, easily, and effortlessly pouring forth from my divine consciousness. I am now aware. I am now in the flow. Woo! Make some noise! Ding, 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 ding! Oh, family, I love it. Thank you, callers. Thank you. Oh, my goodness, I love it. Woo!
Much appreciated, Casey.
Oh, my God. Don't we need that?
Yes.
Oh my God, I need so much better than one person reading it. So much better. Thank you. Soon we can have everybody in the whole audience saying it. Let me tell you, because if you say it, it does something. If you say it, it does something. It's one thing.
Can I speak to that?
Yes, please do.
So the first 4 days, I'm just writing everything, and I was writing it. I don't really think I was paying much attention to what I was writing. But then on day 5, when I started reading it out loud and like feeling it, like, ooh, getting into it. Between Friday and today, I just added everything up. Between Friday and today, over $1,200 has trickled in from just all these different places. And actually speaking it out of my mouth. So I feel like writing it is powerful. But when you read it while you're writing it, I feel like it does something different in the cosmos. So I'm excited. Nothing came in those first 4 days. Nothing unexpected. So,
abracadabra.
Yes.
Taya, I love what you just said. Like, I literally, right before Kaisi caught me up, said, you know what? I need to pay attention. I've been too distracted for these 9 days. Like, let me get it right now. As soon as I said that to myself, Kaisi says, I hear. I'm like, whoa, that happened fast.
I'm telling you, y'all are aligned. It's synchronicity.
Yeah, that really was. You couldn't make that up with how fast my thought was, how fast you said it. It was like perfect alignment. So I said, yeah, this is where I need to be.
OMG! Do you know during this process, I added up those amazing $37 masterclasses that I get to teach the audience, because sometimes people don't have time to sit for a whole course, right? They say like 80% of people don't finish a whole big course. And I can easily teach one specific topic that I love, that I know, okay, this is one actionable item, go do this. And if you took one actionable item from every one of the masterclasses, you have got to be realizing a better financial experience. Well, I got the idea the other day, the inspiration, how about you teach how you do the masterclasses? I was like, okay. And I figured to myself, yeah, I know, you know, a few thousand dollars extra has come in from the masterclasses because I just love all our students. I added it up. I could not believe $7,530 had come in. $7,530 had come in from $37 masterclasses. I was like, what? Oh, I have to tell everybody how to do it. Anyone can do it. Can't anyone do it? Like $37. A 1 hour or a 90-minute masterclass. Can't you teach what you love and share that with your audience in a 60 or 90-minute masterclass? Like, who can't do that? I understand making a whole big course may be a lot. Maybe leading a retreat may be a lot. Getting people, you know, making all the arrangements for a retreat and whatnot. But guess what? You have valuable information that your tribe needs and wants. And how about giving it to people in a more bite-sized format? Because the world is speeding up and people might just want to learn one specific thing that they can go do, right? Maybe sometimes we're giving people a little too much information because we want to give them a lot of value. Maybe in a course, we give them 50 or 100 things to do and they don't get them done. Because maybe overwhelm comes or resistance, right? As an agent and a catalyst for human transformation on this planet, I understand that I myself have resistance to doing the big, great things in my life. That's why I get accountability on myself, which we have right now in our wellness business. And the beautiful queens, goddesses have been on in the mornings, and we do a power focus few moments on our business, and it's making all the difference. So when you have something you know you need to get done, the accountability is a beautiful thing. And sometimes we don't even know what to be accountable for because there's so many things we got to do. Oh, I got to set up this landing page. Oh, I got to set up this sales page. Oh, I got to set up how for people to contact me. Oh, I got to set up my calendar in Acuity or Calendly. Or I got to set up my new social media meeting space for my people so I can teach them what I teach them. Whatever it is, as a coach, an author, an energy worker, energy healer, a healer, a witch, a witchy business, a magical business, an essential oils business, a yoni business, a wellness business, a holistic healing practice, all of these, a Reiki practitioner, there are business things to do. And sometimes it seems like a whole lot of business things to do and a lot of things for. So if you feel that way, probably your clients feel that way as well. So how about you create a way to teach people these bite-sized pieces of information that they don't have to do 50 million things. Like, you can make it easier for yourself. You can make it easier for your tribe. And you can give your tribe something really powerful. Go do this now. Go do this now. And it's clarity. And clarity equals power. Oh my God, clarity equals power. That's the masterclass I'm teaching. I'm teaching it on my birthday. Oh my God, I'm teaching it on my birthday. If you're not in that masterclass, you don't love me because it's on my birthday. I just made that part up. That's just a story I'm making up.
You can see my mouth on the ground right now.
No, I totally made that part up. Oh my God. By the way, thank you, Zaire, for the beautiful gift here on Clubhouse. Thank you. And guess what, Zaire? Did you know that when you send people money on Clubhouse, they get all the money? Did y'all know that? Not even the fee is taken out because you pay. When I send people money on Clubhouse, they get all the money. Did y'all know that?
Yes, like the person just pays like a small fee who's sending it.
Yes, I love that. Because y'all know.
Me too.
Oh my God, I love that. Because y'all know when y'all give me beautiful money on, people throw money at me on YouTube, which I love. People throw money at me everywhere I go, which I love and I'm very grateful for. Very, 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 very elated for that beauty of the abundance that this global community has. It's total abundance, total abundance. Well, when people throw money at me on YouTube, we are partners. So YouTube gets a third and I get two thirds. I'm not really, I've never been mad at that because one reason I've never had an issue with that is because when it comes to YouTube, they take care of processing all the customers. They take care of credit cards and keeping that credit card information secure. They take care of the business end of it. If a credit card expires, they take care of following up with my members on my channel. Members on my channel receive all my books for a great price, which is nothing. They pay nothing. I give my members all of my written work as a gift for supporting this powerful work in the world. So YouTube does all that for me. And another thing YouTube does, it finds me customers. It finds me customers because the algorithm circulates my videos 24/7 while I'm sleeping. So it finds me. YouTube has found me millions of people. I think that's worth a third. I'm A-okay with it. I'm A-okay with it. So you just got to look at the business proposition. What's the business proposition they're making you? And is it worth it for you? And does it fit your ethos? Does it fit your jam in what you're doing? Does it make your life easier? Look, everything has to fit into my never work again lifestyle. Dream life of ultimate fulfillment and luxury and happiness and peace and bliss and joy. If it does not fit into my never work again lifestyle, I'm not doing it. So all these platforms are creating incredible ways for you to be able to monetize. If people can't make money now, you don't want money. That's the conclusion I've come to, because every platform just about has a monetization. You can start a podcast on Anchor right now. Do you know how hard it was to start a podcast back in the day? Do y'all remember that? How hard it was? I don't know if any of you ever tried starting a podcast before. Do y'all remember how hard it was? Do you remember how hard it was to start a blog and just to set up your RSS feed for a blog? Do y'all remember any
yes,
of that?
I remember that part. That was difficult for me.
It was super hard. Now you have all these out-the-box solutions and all of them have monetization built in because they know that creators have to get paid. And you're a creator. Wow. Never in the history of humanity can you do exactly what you love doing and be paid no matter what it is. I'm telling you, I've seen people, there is literally a YouTube channel called Walking Santorini. Has anybody ever seen that YouTube channel? It's called Walking Santorini, and all he does is walk in Santorini. That's a YouTube channel. Have y'all seen it?
I love it, no.
He has something like 300,000 subscribers and is so addictive because you're just walking. He's just walking. I'm like, well, I can freaking walk. I learned that when I was 10 months old. Come on, people. That's his YouTube channel. The key is not that you all don't have the gifts. We all, not you all, we all. It's not that we don't have the gifts. It's not that we don't have the ideas. It's not that we don't have the ability. It's that we are not consistent over years with putting out valuable content. Anything that you are consistently doing with power, with passion, and you follow the divine formula that's in the last masterclass I just gave you, that masterclass has a divine formula for it to build an empire, to build an empire. That's never work again. It's a divine formula. I'm telling you, if you follow that formula, and I tell you in that class, it's not going to be fast. If it's fast, it won't last. If you build it fast, it won't last. Please understand that, because this world is speeding up and people want results in 30 days. And Gary Vaynerchuk is probably the only one that I have seen that consistently, him and Grant Cardone as well, they consistently put out the message. He puts the message out on purpose, eat shit for 10 years and then you'll probably be there. He's puts that message out intentionally because everyone wants it fast. The whole world is speeding up. People want instant results, and I don't know any instant results that lasted. Do you all know any instant results in your life that lasted till now? From an instant date, a hit up at 2 a.m. in the morning. We used to call them booty calls. I don't know what they call them now. Anything instant, a crack hit, anything instant, coke snorted up your nose. Now, I haven't done those. I have done my fair share of booty calls, but I'm giving and receiving. But I have never done, I've just never been inclined to the drug world. I had other vices. Well, all of these things, going shopping and getting a quick hit from a big shopping haul, I've done that, and you feel the adrenaline rushing through your system. Everything fast does not last. But people don't want to hear that message. They want 7 steps and get it done tonight. Without the consistent, I saw this. There's this master on YouTube, and he's a master of the martial arts. And this is what he said. He said, we call this the path of pain. I was like, ooh, he's about to say something I don't want to hear. And sure enough, this is what he said. He said, this is the path. We call this the path of pain. I was like, oh. And this is why he called it the path of pain. He said, because it takes many years. And he was speaking this so peacefully and so calmly. Not like I am, because I'm a hellion. He was, that's his way, and this is my way. He was talking about how it takes so many years. And how every day you must discipline your body. Every freaking day, Monday through Friday, I'm on my yoga mat. I'm about to film a morning routine video right now. Whether I want to or not, I just turn off my mind and I just get on the mat. I wake up after my meditation. I turn off my mind because my mind is going to put up some protest or some very good reason why I cannot do yoga today. You have so much to do. You could save time if you just didn't go out on the yoga mat for 30 minutes an hour or however long I'm out there. I don't time myself. I don't care. And this is why it's the path of pain. It takes a long time. And he said, every day you must discipline your body. Discipline your body. Discipline your body. And you must discipline your mind. Discipline your mind. Discipline your mind. Discipline your mind. Why does this take a long time? Because you are changing yourself on multiple levels. You're changing yourself, the chemical structure of your body, the chemical makeup of your body. I'm big into wellness. Your body puts out 600 chemicals pretty much. You have a chemical soup combination in your body that could stomp trash CVS. But I don't know why people keep trying to get some chemicals and stuff them in their body when your body already got that. In the proper dosage for you, according to your entire holistic picture. Not only are you changing your chemical makeup of your body, you are changing the molecular structure of your body. You are changing the nervous system. The nervous system is electromagnetic. None of your dendrites, those brain cells, they're not touching. yet they're communicating with each other all the time? How is it that they're not touching, yet they're communicating with each other all the time? Through electrical currents, they're zapping, they're sending messages back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I mean, the relay message system in your body is beyond any cell phone network in the world. And so you're changing yourself on a chemical level. You're changing your molecular structure. You're changing your nervous system, which means you're changing yourself on an electromagnetic level. You are changing yourself on a mental thought pattern level. You are changing yourself on an emotional level. The hardest body to change of the seven etheric bodies, the seven bodies, one of which is the etheric body, is the emotional body. That's the hardest one to change. Why? Because we had some emotional experience and it got locked in there like, oh, some fear experience. Some pain experience, some shame experience, some dread experience, some left me abandonment experience. And it got locked into the nervous system, the nervous system connected to the emotional body. And the emotional body is where do you know when I found out how emotional I was with my eating? When I went on that 90-day grape fast. 40-day grape fast, not 90 days. Pardon me, it wasn't 90 days. It was a 40-day grape fast. That's when I met the emotional eater inside myself. And I'm a kind of small lady. I'm not a huge person. I went from over 200 pounds. I lost 70 pounds many years ago. And I pretty much kind of maintained my weight, just, you know, working on some stuff around the abdomen. Guess what happened? When I went on that 40-day grape fast, do y'all remember when I was on that 40-day grape fast and I showed up to that Wakai event skinny as a rail? Do y'all remember that? I was skinny as a rail.
Yeah, I remember. I definitely remember.
Because we remember.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I haven't been that skinny since I was in high school. From only grapes, 40 days, 40-day grape fast. That's what the upper realms told me. A family, I'm not telling you what to do with your health. That's completely up to you and completely up to your body. If you want to release some pounds, I tell you that 40-day grape fast will get you right. Oh my God. Wow. By day 22, day 23, I was like, fuck this. I'm out. I'm over. I was mad as hell. And it was like day 25. That was the peak of my anger. Why? Because it was nothing but grapes. And it was water. It was a lot of fluids. It was just flushing my body out. I probably cleared out stuff out of my bowel that had been in there since I was 8. They say if you don't clean out your intestines, the first ice cream cone you ever ate as a child is still in there. Remnants of it is still in there. I don't think that'll be the case with that grape fast because, oh my goodness, right? And all those master cleanses I've done, man, I flushed so much stuff out of there. Well, here's the deal. The emotional body is where our emotional eating comes from. And I found that out at day 23, 24, 25, when I almost abandoned myself. Yes, that was going to be a self-abandonment if I had quit. And I knew clearly Spirit gave me as a gift 40 days. You can go for 40 days without eating. Jesus did it in the wilderness. He didn't have food or water. You ain't going to die if you don't eat food for 40 days. And you still have grapes, right? Grapes have just resveratrol and all kinds of amazing things and grapes with seeds, right? In the skin, and I was eating some of the seeds too. I was like, fuck it, I'm hungry. You know, this is a snack, right? And every meal was a plate of grapes. All different kinds of grapes, green grapes, purple grapes. I learned all the grape family. And I tell you, since then, I was like, day 40, I was like, I don't think I'll eat another grape again. But I have, you know. But here's the deal. What did it show me? It showed me my emotional eating. Why was I so angry day 23, 24, 25? Because I was fasting for all the food I wanted. And I wanted salmon. And I wanted rice. And I wanted a cheesecake. And I wanted a brownie. And I wanted ice cream. I wanted something other than fucking grapes. And I got super mad. And I got still. And I went, I became still in myself, capital S self, because I do know how to do that. I can't always stop myself from being crazy before I get crazy. I do know how to end it because I'm a spiritual gangster. I'm not, don't play. I'm going to get my mind together. Well, I went within and got myself together and recommitted to the 40 days. And guess what happened as well during that emotional? This is when I saw what was in my emotional body. It was standing right in front of my face. I couldn't deny it in my emotional body. I couldn't deny it. Here is what else occurred. I had so much time. Why did I have so much time? Because do you understand how much time I was spending thinking about what I was going to eat, going to buy the food I was going to eat, eating the food I was eating, and cleaning up after the food that I was eating, and then thinking about the next meal? Do you realize, family, how much mental focus, inner, and I'm a foodie, it was a huge inner space that was about food. I did not know. Food probably consumed probably a good 6-7 hours of my life a day. Why? Because you got to go buy the food, and you got to go cook the food, and you got to chop the food, and you got to cook, put the food on the plate, and then you eat the food, and then you clean up after the food, and then you put the food away, and then you get some more food, and then you, this food thing, it's a lot. I'm telling you, it changed me forever, because from then I reduced it down to maybe 3 hours a day. Like, food wasn't just this huge major thing. So when I tell you that it's hard for us to change, it's hard for us to change because, beloved, when you're changing yourself, you're changing many things. You're not just changing a thought. You're changing your body. You're changing your ancestral line. You're changing what's probably running through your blood right now. What's running through my blood right now is some of the antics that my ancestors did that I'm here to correct and uplift, to uplift all of us. It's probably in your home. It's probably in your relationships. Not probably, it is. And what are we changing? We're changing everything. We're changing everything. And I applaud you. And I celebrate you. And I love you. And I appreciate you. Because most of the world won't do it. They won't. It's too hard. Takes too long. And oh, to be a master of yourself, how long does that take? Yeah, it takes a long time. But how long was I crazy? I was crazy for decades. So when I was crazy for at least 3 decades. So why couldn't I take 3 decades to correct the crazy? I was born in some craziness. I don't know, maybe you were, maybe you weren't. And it took me quite a while to correct the craziness. I'm still correcting it, and I will correct it until it's completely corrected. And all of the deliciousness that I'm here to do is done as a reflexive way rather than I have to actually think about doing it. I have to actually install a new habit. Now it's reflexive for me to get on my yoga mat every morning. All right, talk to us, family. We got hands. We got Denosia, and I think we also had Alethea! Denosia! Come on up.
How are you?
Oh, I am transcending receptivity. Remember, we're being recorded, so don't say anything you don't want the whole world to know. I know that's right. Say that again, Denosia, because you're not coming through very clear this morning. I don't hear you clearly. Say that again for me. It sounds like you're in a tunnel.
With me doing like the acting and the photo book right now and the writing and the music, I'm not sure exactly where I would be fitting in classes, except if I'm taking some classes. Like to like teach classes.
Oh, that is an excellent question. What are you putting in your books?
Well, right now I'm doing because I'm hitting the news stations, I'm doing photo albums because, you know, pictures say pictures say more than what you can through your mouth. So right now I've got the Wealthy Goddess Retreat photo book. I'm doing the Boudoir Session photo book. I'm doing the book interview photo album, and I'm doing the event for Martin University photo album, and then I'm still trying to get Byron Erotica done here in the next.
Okay, I got it. I got it. I'm getting it. I'm getting something as you're speaking. Here's what I'm getting. I get that maybe the focus is on the doing, and I wonder what is the content. So what you're mentioning is all the ways that you distribute, yes, this information.
Yes.
What I want to know, what is the content? What is actually in these things that you want people, when I buy it, what's in it?
It's actually, except the Boudoir Session photo album, the other content is really not to be purchased. It's for when the news stations look through the photo albums, they see, oh, she's active. This is what she is doing, and they are connecting the dots.
For what purpose?
For the purpose of me getting a book interview so I can be out there on stage.
And you get the book interview, and who's going to buy the book?
So that's what I'm hoping, through the book interview and then them asking me questions, people are interested in purchasing the book.
And when they purchase the book, what's inside the book?
Inside the book is knowledge of healthy relationships and bonding and being healed in that manner to be able to transition from the hurt to get to the other side.
Ding, 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 ding. That's what you make your class about. That's what you make your class about. See, because what I heard in the beginning was how you're going to get out there. Yes? So you're going to get to the radio stations. You're going to get to have on stage. Beautiful. Well, what is the transformation that I'm going to have when I get this book? And you said it, relationships.
Okay.
Yes?
Relationships.
Is that what it's about? It's about relationships?
It's about relationships, yeah.
Oh my God, yes. And you're a good writer. I'm reading your book. I freaking love it. The chess pieces, it's very clever. I hadn't seen an idea like that. And I've seen a lot of books because I coach a lot of people. I hadn't really seen an idea like that. All of my clients have unique books, all of them, because it's coming from inside your unique self. Well, that's what you teach the masterclass on. You teach the masterclass, and I'm going to teach you this next Monday on my birthday. Go to valerielove.com, click on wealth, register for the masterclass, and I'm going to teach you how to know what to teach the masterclass on. Because the reason that a lot of people don't sell things is because they're selling things that people don't want to buy. So you have to find out, what do people want to buy, and then give it to them. And I don't mean twist yourself into a pretzel to give people what they want so you can get paid. That's just selling your soul to the devil. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about finding that sweet spot, the nexus of where your greatest passion meets the world's deepest need. That's the nexus. That's the sweet spot. It's like a key in a lock. And then you unlock your destiny, your wealth, your goodness, your deliciousness. You unlock your whole life. You see, family, yes? Yes. I don't mean to be yelling. I get very passionate about these things. It's so magnificent. When you unlock your code, it's so magnificent. And you'll help so many people. People are in despair. People are in despair. People are in fear. People literally believe that an organism that they can't see can jump on them from the outside and kill them. And to stop it, they would have to get a stick in their arm and a magical piece of cloth across their face. This is ludicrous if you know even biology 101 or virology 101. But this is what people believe. They believe it. Centuries from now, they'll talk about us and how superstitious we were, because this is nothing more than superstition. It's not science. Not for something that everybody just about probably already had, and you've got, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of viruses in you and on you right now. And viruses don't kill their hosts. And not one virus ever killed a person, because it is not in the best interest of a virus to kill its host. A virus wants to spread. That's it. And healthy people have no problem with viruses, bacteria, none of it. You have no problem with any of it. And they won't tell you the truth that because they think it's not nice to say that you're fucking smoking for 20 years, shredded your lungs, and that's why you died when a virus got into your body or you had an experience with a virus. But they don't want to tell people because that would be telling them the truth. Your 20 years of smoking caused your lungs to be susceptible to any damn thing. Come on, people, let's just have the truth. That's all. And the more of us that continue to speak the truth, we break the spell that has been cast upon humanity. So I said all that to say, they need you on stage, Denelzia. They need you on the radio stations. They need you as a light speaking the truth because people are, they've been spellbound by lies. And the puppeteers love it because you can control people like that. I seek to control no one, not even myself. I seek to remind us all that we're masters of our own destiny and that we are sovereign beings. That's my assignment on planet Earth. Sovereignty, freedom. And to inspire those who want to do it by my own self doing it, not teaching people to do it. You're supposed to do it. And that is what inspires other people to do it. Otherwise, your words are hollow. Yes? So, Denelzi, I know you have it. You have it. You have the gift. You have this personality. We sent it the Wealthy Goddess Retreat. The party doesn't start until Denelzi arrives because Denelzi is like a walking party. Once she, Harmony, and everybody else at the retreat, Denelzia is the party, okay?
And you're right. Because I always think about things like Care Bears or My Little Ponies and how there's always one different personality and you can like put the name of that personality on the person and she definitely was party. Like, party. Arlene was definitely calm. Like,
calm.
Everybody had their
peace.
Own, just one word,
like a rock, right?
What would it be?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And Joshlyn, I would say, is power. Because, woo! I was shocked that Joshlyn is a little lady. She's a tiny lady. She's a bombshell. Oh, my God. How is all that power coming out? That's how you know the physical third dimension is not showing you the whole thing because, oh my God, Joshlyn is like this bombshell power. Yeah.
So here's a joke. My former women's group, we had a retreat a couple of years ago. And I got out of the car, and one of the girls looked at me. Then she looked at my car and looked at me, and she said, "Where's the rest of you?"
Do you get that? Do people like are amazed at all this power coming out of this little lady? Like, wow. You just show up so much bigger than the form.
I get it all the time. And I tell my mother we're having conversations even more now about my birth story. And she always says, and I've heard her say this growing up, but I never paid attention to it because I didn't value myself in that manner to even hear her pour into me because all I heard was the negativity. And I'm like, you're my mom. You're supposed to say stuff like that. However, she always said, when I was pregnant with you and your brother, but you, Joshua, I always knew you were going to be a power pack. I knew I was blessed with something powerful in my belly. That's why you got the name that you got, because I knew that attached to Jesus and somehow. And with my birthday being 3/16, she said, I knew what I was doing when I birthed you.
Wow. And let the church say amen on that one.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Are you an Aries?
No, Pisces.
Oh, wow. Powerful. Powerful. All right, we're going to go to Alethea next. Come on, Alethea. How you loving? Loud and clear.
Okay. I just want to come in here real quick and say that I finally got my tracer.
Woohoo! Wait a minute. Everybody give it up for Alethea. Alethea has her trezor, which means she has told the universe that she is ready to be her own bank and custody her own billions. I'm being my own bank. That's another one that is now being their own bank. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, my God. Let's hear some celebration on that one. Congratulations. Woohoo. Yes, indeed. And find ways to get people to pay you for Bitcoin. When y'all come to Dubai, y'all have a generous, we have a whole wealth, incredible wealth and spirituality retreat for you in Dubai. When y'all come to Dubai, you can pay in Bitcoin. And if you pay in Bitcoin, it is a very nice reduction in price. Yes. So, Alethea, find ways for people to pay you in Bitcoin. Say that last part again. I didn't hear that last part you said. It was low.
About the little green book.
Oh, the little green book. Yay! That's what we're doing every day for these 40 days. We are on day 9. This is week 2. So we'll be here for 8 weeks doing this wealth consciousness together. And every day I record, and the recordings go on the blog, valerielove.com. Click on blog. Now, if you don't see the recording immediately, it just means I'm working on a project and the recordings will go up. And listen to each day's recording, because then you pick up more things later on. Maybe at night, listen again before you go to bed. I do a lot of wealth consciousness at bedtime because I know my mind, my subconscious mind is going to chew on that throughout the night. So it's, and plus it's free. Hey. That's a beautiful thing. And I give you lots of resources. So look, get that book, Financial Sorcery. Did you see Thou Shall Prosper? Dunelzia on, I think, day 5. Day 5 is up. And it has the link to Rabbi Daniel Lapin's book, Thou Shall Prosper. Okay? All right. We're going to wrap up. This has been delicious. We got things to do. And my yoga mat is calling me. Love y'all. Peace. Have a beautiful day.